In this week's big news, listeners all over the region were anxiously tuned in to WHQR Sunday night to see if we'd do it yet one more time. Frequent correspondent Nancy Geimer wrote to us on Monday, "Yay! Radiolab this week was a program we'd never heard before, and we enjoyed it. We look forward to hearing another program that we've never heard before next week. Thanks for all you do." I wrote back to Nancy and asked if we could use her name. Her reply, "Why not? I'm starting to feel like a minor celebrity." All of us here at WHQR know that feeling, Nancy. Thanks for your continued interest. Alexis Seabrook had previously written to us about the problem with Radiolab, and I wrote back. Here's Alexis again. "Thanks so much for your reply. It's very interesting how the automation system works and sometimes doesn't. Aside from this little glitch, I love all your programming. Best wishes." Listener Jeffrey had previously written, "Before we fix the problem, please continue to keep replaying the same Radiolab you have done for the last 5 weeks. We are developing a new Rocky Horror Picture Show around it." Listener Jason wrote about Radiolab, but added, "2014 marks my 20th year as a WHQR listener and supporter. I was a sophomore at UNCW when I first tuned in to the Cargo Joe Show one Saturday morning, and I've been enjoying WHQR ever since. Although I do miss the more grassroots, local feel of our radio station, I know that the station has had to make very many difficult decisions, especially during the last 10 years, in order to remain a thriving community asset. Thank you, station personnel and financial contributors, community and private, for your continued commitment." Listener Susan wrote to us on Wednesday, "I had such a nice afternoon yesterday, and a lot of it was due to George Scheibner and Midday Cafe. I was making donuts for Fasnacht Day, as we used to call it in Pennsylvania. It's the day you make and eat all the donuts you can before Lent begins. Well, it was cold here and gray, so I threw some beads around my neck and went with George to sunny New Orleans, where I made beignets instead to the music of the Mardi Gras bands below me on the street. I can't send him any donuts, and they're not all that great the day after anyway, but I can say thanks. I could listen and see, as the saying goes." Listener Corey wrote, "I've been listening to WHQR for a few years now. It is my main source of news. When it comes to feedback, I think some listeners can be too negative or picky. Sure, sometimes there's a comment or a piece that doesn't suit my interest. I recognize, however, that with the diversity of your listeners, there's likely an audience that it does suit. I appreciate the relevance, quality, and diversity of the programming. It has even piqued my interest in topics I'd not have sought out otherwise. It is easy to provide any feedback in a positive or lighthearted manner. Moreover, the same point gets across with a higher propensity for success and fewer negative feelings. I hope that more of your feedback is given in such a way. Have a great day." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.